At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
98 Rock. You're listening to The Bailey Show.
The BS.
Grab their podcasts on the Odyssey app or thebaileyshow.com. Now, back to The BS.
Hey, thanks for being here. Good morning. It's The BS. My name's Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D. There's Nelson. There is Kyle on the other side of the glass. Hello to all of our Bugars.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Donna Bugar.
The lead Bugar.
The lead Bugar.
Where's she at? She's in Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
She's on the cam right now.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/.
That is joining us on the live stream on the BS Facebook page as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. If you'd like to join that, if you're not listening via the radio or the Odyssey app, so many different options. We are so techie. We do have a request that Nikki smile. She's not smiling this morning. She's in a mood.
Now, is a woman allowed to say that?
She is. She did.
But you know
what
I mean?
That's just something nobody wants to be told to do. It doesn't matter if a woman says it or a man says it.
Well, you were yesterday all dialed up and smiling. That's probably why you're getting that reaction.
Well, it's called being human. Nobody smiles all the time.
I can't stop smiling.
And I was told very young that somebody that smiles all the time, there's something wrong with them. So I'm sorry, I'm human. I don't smile 24 hours a day.
Actually, they made a movie about it. There is something wrong with you. You killed, like, you got something with that movie, Smile.
It's literally called Smile, right?
You're a murderer.
You're a murderer. All right, this Epstein list, the what was released yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, depending what part of the country you're in, is a very, very dangerous list. Before we get into the A, B's, and C's, and I've got all these different articles in front of me, and there's a reason for that, is because there was no one article that encompassed the whole story.
Yeah, what's with that?
I thought that was odd.
Yes, like a New York Times doesn't have a list.
Which tells me that the information that was released, which in my opinion is pure clickbait, is going to today and the next couple days be used solely to advance individuals' agendas.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take bits and pieces out of this, which nothing in this list is concrete. And when I say list, it's not really a list. Is it? Like we thought, I think most of us thought when this information was going to be released, it was going to be literally a list.
Mm-hmm.
These
just
are the
people's names.
These are the bad people associated with convicted sex trafficker, pedophile, name it, Jeffrey Epstein. But that's not the case.
Yeah, like, are you guys like me in that I kind of imagined it would be like Heidi Klum, she's the model. Who's Heidi Fleiss?
Heidi Fleiss.
Remember when that all went down and she was the Hollywood madam, mm-hmm, and she had a little black book and it was literally that. It was, these are all of the names of the famous people that I get prostitutes for.
That's what I think most of us, including myself.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Thought that we were going to get, but that's not what we got.
Mm.
The information that, I got to stop calling it a list, because the information that we received yesterday was all from depositions.
Got it.
Okay. So the documents released yesterday are the first 40 of more than 200 that will be unsealed in the next coming days. And there's a lot of names that appear in the documents, but not all these people named are accused of any misconduct. You have a couple different women, one being born here in Sacramento, then at an early age moved to South Florida. And the 2016 deposition from, is it Goofrey? I think I'm saying her name right. Says that Maxwell, say her first name?
Ghislaine.
Directed to have sex with Prince Andrew, billionaire Glenn Dubin, model scout Jean-Luc Brunet, and artificial intelligence researcher Marvin Minsky. She also said that Maxwell directed her to give a massage to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Several names in the deposition remain redacted. So there's still information that has yet to be released. Again, all this is alleged.
What's the redaction? That's what I don't understand. Like, what, why'd you take it out?
Well, the judge who has is in control of this, the judge has decided to release certain information deemed, okay, this is good for the public can read this because there's, I think what I read in the story with the why they released the certain this information so far was because it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's really nothing. It's more about the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and their story and the deposition that they gave and the names that they gave. Again, I think that we thought that this list, quote unquote, that would be coming out would be all from Maxwell.
Yes.
This is not from her. This is from the depositions of the women.
As they were trying to take Epstein down.
As they were trying to take Epstein down.
Makes sense.
This is all alleged until, like, we still live in a due process society.
Proven guilty. Yeah.
Proven guilty. Mm-hmm. Right? So, again, that's why I said this is a very dangerous list. This is a dangerous list to read. This is a dangerous list to jump into. Mm-hmm. This is a dangerous list to release to the public.
Yep.
And it's going to, mark my words, I've been doing this job long enough, it's going to cost people jobs.
Dang.
It is
careful.
For sure.
People will go on the air, on camera, on the internet, and then be accused of defamation of character, libel, slander, you name it. It's all coming.
Yeah, he's not
I've
even
seen this before.
He's not even talking about the names of people. Like, let's say it's Ted, senator from Idaho. He's not talking about him losing his job. He's talking about a me going on, and you saw what Ted did, didn't you?
Well, again, if you don't understand it, if you don't read through it, and you've not done something like this before as far as talking about it in a public forum, and you have an agenda that you feel like, well, this is the smoking gun, then I'm going to run with it. If I'm on one side and I see someone on another side, I'm going to jump all over that.
And that's not going to be smart to do.
No.
I feel like a story like this is going to end up costing a bunch of money to, like, influencers or people who think that they've got a huge following and now that they can go broadcast the news or whatever, streamers and the like, because they don't have the media training to know you have to say allegedly.
Now, with that all being said, I'm not stupid. I mean, there's no doubt that when it's all said and done, there will be people that fall and there will be names and legacies ruined. But you can't go and look at this, the list of names that have been released and go, these are all bad people. That's why before break, I asked you, I said, are you always guilty of association? Even if you did nothing wrong, but the person that you're with, you had no idea what they're doing. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, like when he first was popped for all the things that he was doing, people like Clinton and even Trump, they distanced themselves from him. You know, so people aren't taking this. I mean, this was a long process. Epstein was pretty much a billionaire ninja as a socialite. And he would stay behind the scenes and then entertain all these people. They knew who he was. But when some people when he finally was brought up on charges, people distanced themselves from him. They scattered.
That's how it always happens.
But before that, if you did not know what this guy did, okay, you're looking at a guy with endless resources, with his own private island, his own private jet, now and doing even a lot of stuff for charities. And so participating in charities.
You would think he's somebody you wanted to get to know.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, so you get to know him. You have no idea what's going on. So then you ask the question, well, are you that stupid? You don't know. Well, it's easier now to look in retro and go, of course you have to know. This has been going on for decades. Like, this guy was a bad person for a long period of time.
And we would be hypocritical to say that when we see these cases that's coming out now with these wives and their husbands are being arrested for being serial killers and they've lived with them for years.
Right.
Live with them and they know what they were doing.
One of the documents, again, very dangerous, alleges that Epstein once told Joanna Schuborg, again, I'm probably butchering that, but she was, she's one of the,
she was one of the victims,
in this deposition, the alleged victim, I guess you have to say, and she's made allegations of sexual misconduct against not only Epstein, but also Prince Andrew. So she's one of the main players in this whole
I saw her on one of the documentaries.
One of the situations. But claims that former President Bill Clinton, quote unquote, likes them young, referring to girls. And that's a big headline today. Everywhere. Likes them young. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you take that and you go, your first reaction is, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. That's gross. You know what? Well, most guys like younger women.
Yeah, but they say they're writing it in such a salacious way.
That they're underage.
Yes. Right. No, not one person is thinking, oh, Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, him in his 50s, her in her 30s.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So again, very dangerous. My wife's 10 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
So let me read the list. Nelson's first.
Like Nelson Flyer, first on the list.
Nelson Flyer, Foxtrot.
That's my code name.
So nearly 90 names were included in the documents with 4 redacted. So listen to some of these names. Naomi Campbell. Hmm. That was first.
First up.
I mean, do we think Naomi Campbell, right?
He's a billionaire. You don't think he's hanging out with supermodels and things like that. Now are we saying Naomi Campbell's, is she, a Ghislaine? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope.
She helping?
Right.
But you jump to the next one and go Bill Clinton. You go, obviously.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if you say Donald Trump, obviously.
Uh-huh.
You know, so now you get into the sexist game.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a man, automatically
he's doing something inappropriate.
But if it's a woman, no,
she was just hanging out.
She was just hanging out. She didn't know.
How could she have known?
You see where I'm getting at, my uh-huh. friends, on how the you probably won't hear this type of conversation with this stuff today anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're going to hear a one-sided version of these released
people passing blame
documents.
Yep.
And you're going to hear the blowhard have to have a big poundy chest mm-hmm. and continue their ulterior motive. I don't have a motive.
Right.
I don't have any dog in the fight. I am a not party guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I don't give a damn. If you did something wrong, I don't care who you are.
You should be punished.
You should go down.
Yeah.
I stand for holding people accountable yep. and bringing the people's hammer down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, there's nothing I like more than watching someone fall that has done something bad.
Yes.
You know, that's my thing. If mm-hmm. you want to know my agenda, that's my agenda. Mm-hmm. But you have to be fair because mm-hmm. we, according to this society, this country,
the law,
due process, alleged, innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
For a reason.
David Copperfield. Oh, look, he's gone from the list.
Wow.
He disappeared.
I was really redacted. I was giving it a thought for a second, and then he just goes, disappears.
And wait till you hear some of these other names. Some will surprise you, maybe even shock you. Not all men. A lot of famous people, though. We're not going through all 90, by the way.
No.
Too many.
Have you ever been found guilty of association from somebody? Somebody that you know did something wrong. You had no idea they were the bad apple. And then you were blamed for being so close to them. Or even just hanging out or taking a picture. Dude, you go through my timeline. Oh. Some of the pictures I've taken. I'm sitting there with my arm around Jared from Subway.
Wow. Whoa. That's creepy.
I mean, there's not a radio personality or DJ in this business that hasn't been on the air for at least 20 years that didn't have that dude on their show or in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
At least once.
I mean, he's a cultural phenomenon in mm-hmm. the late 90s.
He would come through with his big old jeans, and you'd take a picture with what he used to wear, and mm-hmm. that was the thing. So am I a bad person? Because I not only had, at that time on my radio program, a convicted pedophile.
Well, at the time, he wasn't a convicted pedophile.
No. But now. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, right, now. Right.
You know, now.
I can tell you a scenario of something now that when I do it, I'm judged for it.
All right. Well, hold that thought.
Yeah.
916-909-0985. We'll continue this conversation here in a minute. Hey, I tell you, my fingernail situation this morning is really bothering me. I have no idea. My fingernails are never dirty. They are all blue.
Have you tried cleaning them?
I did.
Oh, blue.
No, it's not dirt. It's blue.
It's blue. It almost looks like ink, but I don't have a busted pen anywhere.
What kind of pants do you have on?
I have jeans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not the ones that look like
I do have ink on my palms, but I mean, this is under my nails. It was like last night my wife put my fingers in ink and didn't tell me. It was a little joke.
Or she's like, she fingerprinted you?
Or yeah, she fingerprinted me. She live scanned me. All right, back to the Epstein docs that were released yesterday afternoon. Again, this is all alleged. This information is coming from a couple different depositions. As I said last segment, and I hope you're putting them all together, but just to recap, is this is a very dangerous, this is very dangerous information, you know, for the judge to release this. I don't know if I would have released it, to be honest with you. Just until you have concrete evidence.
Yeah, and then to pick and choose, I think, wasn't really fair on what he put out and then the people he chose to protect. I don't think that was fair.
Yeah, because we, as Joe General Public and the internet, you pick and choose what you want. Yeah, you use it to advance your agenda and prove your point and be right on Facebook, and that's it. And there's nothing more, nothing less. And then you disregard all the other information that goes against pretty much everything that you just said.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's just how it works. That's why they won't tell us about aliens, right?
Well,
that's why they wouldn't tell us about an asteroid if it's going to hit, because we can't handle the truth.
No, well, the aliens thing, I don't think we can.
Nearly 90 names included in the documents. And again, this wasn't what we thought it was going to be, just a list. This is numerous pages of information, and every different resource that I go to prep the show, I found it very interesting. It was not the top story. It was like three deep. And every piece of information I got was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just one set. Usually in how the news works, there's what's called the wire. And especially if you're a CBS or an ABC or an NBC or a Fox, you know, the wire will go. Or no, it just doesn't matter. It's just the wire. And that story will go. Mm-hmm. And it's copy and paste onto your website.
And credit given too.
And credit given too. Yeah. So that's just how it works. Naomi Campbell. Bill.
I think this is Campbell.
That's what I said.
No.
Say it, camel.
Yeah, camel.
Yeah.
It's fine, though, because I'm not pointing out what you said wrong.
No.
Well, it's not my thing.
Well, they also said Naomi Campbell on here, but Camel's, I think, on.
Oh, she's also there?
Yes. Yes.
Both of them.
Hyphenated toe. It's French.
Camel.
Naomi Campbell, Bill Clinton, David Copperfield.
He's going to do that every time.
Cameron Diaz.
See?
Not Cameron.
And again, see? Going back, does it make you guilty of association if you are on this list, had any association with Jeffrey Epstein or Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
or went to the island,
mm-hmm.
even if you did nothing wrong? Right. All as we know about Epstein, horrible person, sex trafficker, mm-hmm. pedophile, horrible, horrible man. Maxwell, same thing.
Yep.
Horrible, horrible woman. They would take young girls with no self-esteem in tough spots in their lives, with no money, down on their luck, give them $100, come and give this old man a massage.
Yep.
One thing would lead to another. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And now we have people that were associated with him. Did every single one of these people know what he was doing?
I do not believe that at all.
I don't either.
They can't.
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Crystal Figueroa, I don't know who that is, Anthony Figueroa, I'm assuming they're related, Al Gore, Michael Jackson, Kevin Spacey, Donald Trump, Bruce Willis. You know, those are just some of the bigger names that you would know. Right. Again, a lot of these people do things for charity. Yes. Epstein did things for charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, you know, and these people like Clinton and Trump, after the first allegations came up, distanced themselves from Epstein.
Because you kind of have to. We saw what just happened with Ashton Kutcher and his wife when they stuck by their friend when he went through his allegations. And then people were mad with them because they stuck beside him.
Clinton reportedly did not object to his identity being unsealed. In 2019, he said he went on 4 trips on Epstein's infamous private jet as part of a humanitarian efforts with the Clinton Foundation, but denied knowledge about Epstein's crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Bill Clinton, and especially if you're a Bill Clinton hater, there's no way you're buying any of that just because of your track record.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. You're using this to further your agenda.
Yeah, but if he wouldn't have pulled the Lewinsky thing, would that have been different? Would
possibly.
People, you know, and other than the political agenda?
I still think from the political side that there would be people that would say that regardless,
guilty.
Yeah, regardless of that.
Also in the docs, Epstein is accused of forcing a minor to have sex with Prince Andrew in London and New York, as well as Epstein's private island as part of an orgy with other underage girls. It's disgusting.
My guess is that based on what we've seen and how people have reacted, that Prince Andrew, although allegedly, I think he's not going to come away from this clean. Like, I think he's going to be one of those sacrificial lambs that are thrown out that is a huge name that has had huge influence, and then that you can have a field day feasting on him on the media.
And another thing that we tend to do is we get fixated on the names and our agenda, and we become very greedy and selfish, so we're right on Facebook and social media, and we forget what the real issue is here, is that you have victims.
Yes.
You have young women, now adults, that are still traumatized by this.
Right.
And there are more Jeffrey Epsteins out there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And we forget, you know, we forget the victims, and that's what it should be all about. But we like the glitz and glam, and we like to be right and all these types of things. We're not even talking about the victims. You know,
people are just talking about the drama of it all.
And that's what most people, water cooler today, will discuss. Oh, man, I was listening to a radio show. They said this on the Cameron Diaz, Leonardo DiCaprio. I had no idea that they did these kinds of things. They didn't.
Right.
Still don't know they do those things.
Yeah. Still, just remember when you have this conversation today, be smart. You know, these are alleged accusations from depositions that were taken. The list of names, we don't know. Like, what? We should have each name and a story behind it.
Well, that's just it. Do we know why their name was listed in that deposition? It could have been someone who was deposed. You're like, what was your relationship with Epstein? Oh, I was invited. I'm a financier, and I was invited to his big New Year's Eve party. And you know who was there? Cameron D.
To be honest with you, just until you have concrete evidence.
Yeah, and then to pick and choose, I think, wasn't really fair on what he put out and then the people he chose to protect. I don't think that was fair.
Yeah, because we, as Joe General Public and the internet, you pick and choose what you want. Yeah, you use it to advance your agenda and prove your point and be right on Facebook, and that's it. And there's nothing more, nothing less. And then you disregard all the other information that goes against pretty much everything that you just said.
Yep.
You know? I mean, that's just how it works. That's why they won't tell us about aliens, right?
Well,
that's why they wouldn't tell us about an asteroid if it's going to hit, because we can't handle the truth.
No, well, the aliens thing, I don't think we can.
Nearly 90 names included in the documents. And again, this wasn't what we thought it was going to be, just a list. This is numerous pages of information, and every different resource that I go to prep the show, I found it very interesting. It was not the top story. It was like three deep, and every piece of information I got was different. It was not just one set. Usually in how the news works, there's what's called the wire, and especially if you're a CBS or an ABC or an NBC or a Fox, you know, the wire will go, or no, it just doesn't matter. It's just the wire, and that story will go, and it's copy and paste onto your website.
And credit given to.
And credit given to, yeah. So that's just how it works. Naomi Campbell. Bill.
I think this is Campbell.
That's what I said.
No.
Say it, Camel.
Yeah. Say Camel.
Yeah.
It's fine, though, because I'm not pointing out what you said wrong.
No.
Well, it's not my thing.
Well, they also said Naomi Campbell on here, but Camel was, I think, on.
Oh, she's also there?
Yes. Yes.
Both of them.
Hyphenated toe. It's French.
Campbell.
Naomi Campbell, Bill Clinton, David Copperfield.
He's going to do that every time.
Cameron Diaz.
See?
Not Cameron.
And again, going back, does it make you guilty of association if you are on this list, had any association with Jeffrey Epstein? Or Maxwell, or went to the island, even if you did nothing wrong. Right. All as we know about Epstein, horrible person, sex trafficker, pedophile, horrible, horrible man. Maxwell, same thing.
Yep.
Horrible, horrible woman. They would take young girls with no self-esteem in tough spots in their lives, with no money, down on their luck, give them $100, come and give this old man a massage.
Yep.
One thing would lead to another. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And now we have people that were associated with him. Did every single one of these people know what he was doing?
I do not believe that at all.
I don't either.
They can't.
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Crystal Figueroa. I don't know who that is. Anthony Figueroa. I'm assuming they're related. Al Gore, Michael Jackson, Kevin Spacey, Donald Trump, Bruce Willis. You know, those are just some of the bigger names that you would know. Right. Again, a lot of these people do things for charity. Yes. Epstein did things for charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, you know, and these people like Clinton and Trump, after the first allegations came up, distanced themselves from Epstein.
Because you kind of have to. We saw what just happened with Ashton Kutcher and his wife when they stuck by their friend when he went through his allegations. And then people were mad with them because they stuck beside him.
Clinton reportedly did not object to his identity being unsealed. In 2019, he said he went on 4 trips on Epstein's infamous private jet as part of a humanitarian efforts with the Clinton Foundation, but denied knowledge about Epstein's crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Bill Clinton, and especially if you're a Bill Clinton hater, there's no way you're buying any of that just because of your track record.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. You're using this to further your agenda.
Yeah, but if he wouldn't have pulled the Lewinsky thing, would that have been different? Would
possibly.
People, you know, and other than the political agenda?
I still think from the political side that there would be people that would say that
he was
regardless.
Guilty.
Yeah, regardless of that.
Also in the docs, Epstein is accused of forcing a minor to have sex with Prince Andrew in London and New York, as well as Epstein's private island as part of an orgy with other underage girls. It's disgusting.
My guess is that based on what we've seen and how people have reacted, that Prince Andrew, although allegedly, I think he's not going to come away from this clean. Like, I think he's going to be one of those sacrificial lambs that are thrown out that is a huge name that has had huge influence, and then that you can have a field day feasting on him on the media.
And another thing that we tend to do is we get fixated on the names and our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And we become very greedy and selfish, so we're right on Facebook and social media. And we forget what the real issue is here, is that you have victims.
Yes.
You have young women, now adults, that are still traumatized by this.
Right.
And there are more Jeffrey Epsteins out there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And we forget, you know, we forget the victims, and that's what it should be all about.
Mm-hmm.
But we like the glitz and glam, and we like to be right and all these types of things. We're not even talking about the victims. You know,
people are just talking about the drama of it all.
And that's what most people, water cooler today, will discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I was listening to a radio show. They said this on the Cameron Diaz, Leonardo DiCaprio. I had no idea that they did these kinds of things. They didn't.
Right.
Still don't know they do those things.
Yeah. Still, just remember when you have this conversation today, be smart. You know, these are alleged accusations from depositions that were taken. The list of names, we don't know. Like, what we should have each name and a story behind it.
Well, that's just it. Do we know why their name was listed in that deposition? It could have been someone who was deposed. You're like, what was your relationship with Epstein? Oh, I was invited. I'm a financier, and I was invited to his big New Year's Eve party. And you know who was there? Cameron Diaz. That's enough for her name to come up now on this list that we're talking about.
Right.
Just because her name was mentioned in the deposition.
You right. said you had a guilty by association story, Nikki?
Yeah, something that if I do, people judge me for it. And that's like what you were saying before we went to break. For me, it's with R. Kelly.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because he has been found guilty. If I listen to R. Kelly music openly and people hear it, they're instantly on my neck. Oh, how could you listen to that? He did this, he did that, he did that. And I'm like, don't be judging me. I still like R. Kelly. So now I have to like hide and play the music. I can't openly play it because people judge me for it.
So would you say that you're a closet R. Kelly fan?
Yes.
Wow.
That's I'm trapped in the closet. I am trapped in the closet for sure.
You know, in hindsight.
What volume are you?
In hindsight,
I'm still on volume one.
47 volumes of Trapped in the Closet should have told us something.
I'm still on volume one.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
But that's a different conversation. I mean, that was the conversation with Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You know, like with all the accusations against Michael Jackson.
They didn't find him guilty.
Though. Yeah, but at least, with MJ.
They didn't find OJ guilty either, but find me one person that thinks he's not guilty.
I don't think he's guilty.
Well, find me two then. Find me another one. You can't. Yeah. Because it's just we come up with our, we're our own judge and jury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very dangerous world. You know, that's like one of the, again, the new laws. I don't think they got it through yet, but they're pushing it here in California, is to not allow mugshots for a specific crimes and time, length of time to be released to the social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that, to be honest with you, because what they do is somebody's arrested, they're not convicted, their mugshot's out.
Yep.
That's a top story. And then they're not convicted when they go to court. And
you never hear about that.
No,
it's five deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, God forbid the judicial system want to admit a mistake.
No,
you know, you can't do that. So got no problem with that. So this is a very dangerous list, my friends. Just be careful. Criminal defense attorney Janet Johnson told News Nation this week that those who are named will most likely not be prosecuted for any crimes.
So
keep that in mind. I thought that was, I was going to end with that as a big piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
Their names, but not, most likely not, again, an opinion of criminal defense attorney Jan Johnson, be prosecuted for any crimes.
So you have to wait to see people start to get prosecuted before you want to start throwing around your opinion.
Oh, this is, I mean, this is the beginning. I mean, this is the first conversation that we, you, anybody is going to have about this, because there's more documents to be released. And then these accusations, when they become convictions,
mm-hmm.
if they become right. convictions.
When did they happen? What are the statutes of limitations?
And
are
what's
they in a state?
Taking so long?
That's the law. I mean, the legal system takes forever.
Well, I think there's some strings being pulled.
I think so, too, because Epstein is this has been some years now. I think they have the proof they need. They're sitting on prosecuting some people. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think this is a game.
Or it's outside of statute of limitations.
Oh, that could be another thing, depending on the state.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, Bahamas.
And where it happened, exactly.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't think about that.
All right. Second round, yeah?
Yep, second round.
Burt Kreischer tickets, top of the hour. So they're about 25 minutes or so. All right, what do you got for headlines?
I'm going to tell you what changes were made to the Golden Gate Bridge and how Starbucks is evolving.
All right, I get you those two big stories from today here in just a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two headlines.
Second round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. That is a website, and you should visit it. Make it easy.
The Golden Gate Bridge is now netted. H3.
Tragically, dozens of people have jumped to their deaths from the bridge each year. That's according to the bridge district. But a physical barrier to help people from doing that is almost completed.
It took decades, but San Francisco finally installed nets to stop suicides off of the Golden Gate Bridge. They had about 2,000 people that have jumped from that bridge since it was built. What the nets do now is help hopefully ensure that when people jump, sometimes they land on a net, police come get them out. Some people are still jumping off the net into the water, but it has stopped deaths. It's gone down from about 30 on average a year to 14.
Yeah, what a buzzkill, right? You're all set and ready to go, and next thing you know, you're caught in a spider web, and you're like, so disappointing. I can't do anything right. There was a guy at one of the articles I read. And he was talking about, yeah, if they would have had those nets, you know, he survived.
Yeah, obviously. He survived.
He's like, yeah, if they would have had those nets there, he survived differently. Like, you know, he got in the water and he survived. He's like, if they would have had those nets there, you know, I wouldn't have done this and I would have survived. Like, well, if you wouldn't have gotten up there in the first place,
yeah,
you know, you wouldn't happen to have those.
He shattered his back and broke some limbs. It's him and his dad who pushed this initiative to get those nets.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, think about it if you break it down. Now, first off, if you're in that kind of situation, I hope that you get help. I really, really do. But let's kind of just, you know, logically think this out, is that you're baby-proofing a bridge for you not to do something that you should not be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's numerous ways that you can take your own life. You know, are you going to have to baby-proof everything?
Mm.
You know, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to, you know, I mean, you name it. You'd have to baby-proof it.
Right.
I think they did this just because of how famous the Golden Gate Bridge is. So they did this as if we can help one person, then we've done that. They're not going to be able to foolproof everything to keep people from committing suicide. People jump off buildings.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're going to have to, if you're following this type of blueprint, you're going to have to do it. Now, do I think it's a great idea? Yeah, of course, I think it's a great idea. If you can save a life, sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm not bashing on saving lives. I'm just saying, you know, if you kind of break it down and think about it logically, it's, you know, like, let's just not get you up there in the first place.
Right. Let's not.
Let's try to avoid even going to the bridge. And then, like, if you see somebody on the bridge, like, I've not been to the Golden Gate Bridge, so I could not map it out for you how it is. But
it's magical.
Like, it is.
If you go there and you see somebody close to the edge, you should probably pull over. Right?
No, maybe the pull way,
there's really though. Not any
there's
time.
There's nowhere for you to pull over at. You have to keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. I think the only time people, they don't pull over. Traffic probably stops if somebody's standing up there about to jump. But you can't pull over.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
It's so quick. If you're driving across that thing, man.
You're not going to see him?
I don't think you are.
No. That's a horrible way.
And if you do, yes, your mind's not going to say, I think this person's going to jump. The people that I saw, even on the sides, you just think they're walking across the bridge or they're riding their bikes. You don't think they're going to jump off of it.
Yeah. You should ask everybody you pass by.
I don't have the time. It's fast.
Walking?
You should never go over the Golden Gate Bridge without a friend and have a mask. At least cover one side of the bridge. All right, second story.
Bringing your own cup to Starbucks can save you some moolah. H4.
Well, Starbucks has become the first national coffee retailer to accept reusable personal cups at every visit.
This is going to be in the U.S. and Canada that this is now rolled out. You can bring your own personalized reusable cups to Starbucks and they will refill it for you. And you'll save a whopping 10 cents. And this is because...
Just getting ready to ask that.
Yep, a whopping 10 cents because they're working toward an initiative to reduce waste by 50% by 2030.
Okay, well, is that what you're paying for the cups? Is that true? 10 cents? I mean, like, I have a problem paying 10 cents for the bags. I think this is one of the dumbest things ever.
Yes.
Like, just don't offer them if you're really trying to save the world. Right?
Don't give me a bag.
Right,
like Aldi's, they don't give you bags there.
Yeah, just, I mean, don't offer them. But don't charge me 10 cents for what... And if you are going to charge me 10 cents, then take 10 cents off my bill.
Right.
And then take another $10 off if I got to do a self-checkout.
Now that's the thing. We should so get a discount on self-checkout.
You sneaky sons of bastards. You know what I'm screaming? Yeah. So it's funny, right? During COVID, it was, oh my God, God forbid, you don't know refills, none of that stuff. Shut down the fountain drinks. Now it's like, sure, all aboard.
Right.
Bring in your cups. It's all good. And
because we're trusting these people to clean their cups before they hand it over to the barista.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of people that's frowning upon this for that very reason.
Sure.
They're like, that's nasty. That's not sanitary. How could you do this, Starbucks? So we'll see if people are going to not go in there because they're doing it or not. I doubt it.
Again, the hypocrisy. Right. So funny how fast we forget about everything that we stood for just,
right.
just a year ago. Oh, my goodness. All right, Bert Kreischer. Couple tickets, pair of them, to go see Birdie Bert Bert at Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour. If you're looking for one of the best comedians and one of the greatest guys you could possibly go and see and possibly meet, it would be Birdie Bert, courtesy of ASM Stockton. BertBertBert.com. We're going to do a round of nothing personal. We go to our super secret special website. We find real stories of people in and around Sacramento that had a brush with love at one time. And looking for that person once again, I will read you the story. You pick apart some of the very important details. Nikki D will help both players out to determine if it's man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. I just need some players here. 916-909-0985. Again, 916-909-0985. So line it up. First come, first serve. Nothing personal here next.
Hear it. They're instantly on my neck. Oh, how could you listen to that? He did this. He did that. He did that. And I'm like, don't be judging me. I still like R. Kelly. So now I have to like hide and play the music. I can't openly play it because people judge me for it.
So would you say that you're a closet R. Kelly fan?
Yes.
Wow.
That's I'm trapped really in the closet. I am trapped in the closet for sure.
You know, in hindsight.
What volume are you?
In hindsight,
I'm still on volume one.
47 volumes of Trapped in the Closet should have told us something.
I'm still on volume one.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
But that's a different conversation. I mean, that was the conversation with Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You know, like with all the accusations against Michael Jackson.
They didn't find him guilty.
Though. Yeah, but at least, with MJ.
They didn't find OJ guilty either, but find me one person that thinks he's not guilty.
I don't think he's guilty.
Well, find me two then. buy me another one. You can't. Yeah. Because it's just we come up with our, we're our own judge and jury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very dangerous world. You know, that's like one of the, again, the new laws. I don't think they got it through yet, but they're pushing it here in California, is to not allow mugshots for a specific crimes and time, length of time to be released to the social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that, to be honest with you, because what they do is somebody's arrested, they're not convicted, their mugshot's out.
Yep.
That's a top story. And then they're not convicted when they go to court. And
you never hear about that.
No,
it's five deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, God forbid the judicial system want to admit a mistake.
No,
you know, you can't do that. So got no problem with that. So this is a very dangerous list, my friends. Just be careful. Criminal defense attorney Janet Johnson told News Nation this week that those who are named will most likely not be prosecuted for any crimes.
Oh, so
keep that in mind. I thought that was, I was going to end with that as a big piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
Their names, but not, most likely not, again, an opinion of criminal defense attorney Jan Johnson, be prosecuted for any crimes.
So you have to wait to see people start to get prosecuted before you want to start throwing around your opinion.
Oh, this is, I mean, this is the beginning. I mean, this is the first conversation that we, you, anybody's going to have about this, because there's more documents to be released. And then these accusations, when they become convictions,
mm-hmm.
if they become right. convictions.
When did they happen? What are the statutes of limitations of the interstate?
And what's taking so long?
That's the law. I mean, the legal system takes forever.
Well, I think there's some strings being pulled.
I think so, too, because Epstein is this has been some years now. I think they have the proof they need. They're sitting on prosecuting some people. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think this is a game.
Or it's outside of statute of limitations.
Oh, that could be another thing, depending on the state.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, Bahamas.
And where it happened, exactly.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't think about that.
All right. Second round, yeah?
Yep, second round.
Burt Kreischer tickets, top of the hour. So they're about 25 minutes or so. All right, what do you got for headlines?
I'm going to tell you what changes were made to the Golden Gate Bridge and how Starbucks is evolving.
All right, I get you those two big stories from today here in just a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two headlines.
Second round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. That is a website, and you should visit it. Make it easy.
The Golden Gate Bridge is now netted. H3.
Tragically, dozens of people have jumped to their deaths from the bridge each year. That's according to the Bridge District. But a physical barrier to help people from doing that is almost completed.
It took decades, but San Francisco finally installed nets to stop suicides off of the Golden Gate Bridge. They had about 2,000 people that have jumped from that bridge since it was built. What the nets do now is help hopefully ensure that when people jump, sometimes they land on a net, police come get them out. Some people are still jumping off the net into the water, but it has stopped deaths. It's gone down from about 30 on average a year to 14.
Yeah, what a buzzkill, right? You're all set and ready to go, and next thing you know, you're caught in a spider web, and you're like, so disappointing. I can't do anything right. There was a guy. There was a guy one of the articles I read, and he was talking about, yeah, if they would have had those nets, you know, he survived.
Yeah, obviously. He survived.
He's like, yeah, if they would have had those nets there, he survived differently. Like, you know, he got in the water and he survived. He's like, if they would have had those nets there, you know, I wouldn't have done this and I would have survived. Like, well, if you wouldn't have gotten up there in the first place,
yeah,
you know, you wouldn't happen to have those.
He shattered his back and broke some limbs. It's him and his dad who pushed this initiative to get those nets.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, think about it if you break it down. Now, first off, if you're in that kind of situation, I hope that you get help. I really, really do. But let's kind of just, you know, logically think this out, is that you're baby-proofing a bridge for you not to do something that you should not be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's numerous ways that you can take your own life. You know, are you going to have to baby-proof everything? You know, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to, you know, I mean, you name it. You'd have to baby-proof it.
Right.
I think they did this just because of how famous the Golden Gate Bridge is. So they did this as if we can help one person, then we've done that. They're not going to be able to foolproof everything to keep people from committing suicide. People jump off buildings.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're going to have to, if you're following this type of blueprint, you're going to have to do it. Now, do I think it's a great idea? Yeah, of course I think it's a great idea. If you can save a life, sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm not bashing on saving lives. I'm just saying, you know, if you kind of break it down and think about it logically, it's, you know, like, let's just not get you up there in the first place.
Right. Let's not.
Let's try to avoid even going to the bridge. And then, like, if you see somebody on the bridge, like, I've not been to the Golden Gate Bridge, so I could not map it out for you how it is. But
it's magical.
Like, it is.
If you go there and you see somebody close to the edge, you should probably pull over, right?
No,
maybe
the
pull
way,
over
there's
window.
Really not any
there's
time.
There's nowhere for you to pull over at. You have to keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. I think the only time people, they don't pull over. Traffic probably stops if somebody's standing up there about to jump. But you can't pull over.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
It's so quick. If you're driving across that thing, man.
You're not going to see him?
Not, I don't think you are.
No. That's a horrible way.
And if you do,
yes,
your mind's not going to say, I think this person's going to jump. The people that I saw, even on the sides, you just think they're walking across the bridge or they're riding their bikes. Mm-hmm. You don't think they're going to jump off of it.
Yeah. You should ask everybody you pass by.
I don't have the time. It's fast.
Walking?
You should never go over the Golden Gate Bridge without a friend and have a mask. At least cover one side of the bridge. All right, second story.
Bringing your own cup to Starbucks can save you some moolah. H4.
Well, Starbucks has become the first national coffee retailer to accept reusable personal cups at every visit.
This is going to be in the U.S. and Canada that this is now rolled out. You can bring your own personalized reusable cups to Starbucks and they will refill it for you. And you'll save a whopping 10 cents. And this is because...
Just getting ready to ask that.
Yep, a whopping 10 cents because they're working toward an initiative to reduce waste by 50% by 2030.
Okay, well, is that what you're paying for the cups? Is that true? 10 cents? I mean, like, I have a problem paying 10 cents for the bags. I think this is one of the dumbest things ever.
Yes.
Like, just don't offer them if you're really trying to save the world. Right?
Don't give me a bag.
Right,
like Aldi's, they don't give you bags there.
Yeah, just, I mean, don't offer them. But don't charge me 10 cents for what... And if you are going to charge me 10 cents, then take 10 cents off my bill.
Right.
And then take another $10 off if I got to do a self-checkout.
Now that's the thing. We should so get a discount on self-checkout.
You sneaky sons of bastards. You know what I'm screaming? Yeah. So it's funny, right? During COVID, it was oh my God, God forbid, you don't know refills, none of that stuff. Shut down the fountain drinks. Now it's like, sure, all aboard.
Right.
Bring in your cups. It's all good.
Because we're trusting these people to clean their cups before they hand it over to the barista.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of people that's frowning upon this for that very reason.
Sure.
They're like, that's nasty. That's not sanitary. How could you do this, Starbucks? So we'll see if people are going to not go in there because they're doing it or not. I doubt it.
Again, the hypocrisy. Right. So funny how fast we forget about everything that we stood for just,
right.
just a year ago. Oh, my goodness. All right, Bert Kreischer. Couple tickets, pair of them, to go see Birdie Bert Bert at Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour. If you're looking for one of the best comedians and one of the greatest guys you could possibly go and see and possibly meet, it would be Birdie Bert, courtesy of ASM Stockton. BertBertBert.com. We're going to do a round of nothing personal. We go to our super secret special website. We find real stories of people in and around Sacramento that had a brush with love at one time. And looking for that person once again, I will read you the story. You pick apart some of the very important details. Nikki D will help both players out to determine if it's man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. I just need some players here. 916-909-0985. Again, 916-909-0985. 8-5. So line it up. First come, first serve. Nothing personal here next.
Bridge is. So they did this as if we can help one person, then we've done that. They're not going to be able to foolproof everything to keep people from committing suicide. People jump off buildings.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're going to have to, if you're following this type of blueprint, you're going to have to do it. Now, do I think it's a great idea? Yeah, of course I think it's a great idea. If you can save a life, sure, absolutely. I'm not bashing on saving lives. I'm just saying, you know, if you kind of break it down and think about it logically, it's, like, let's just not get you up there in the first place.
Right. Let's not.
Let's try to avoid even going to the bridge. And then, like, if you see somebody on the bridge, like, I've not been to the Golden Gate Bridge, so I could not map it out for you how it is. But
it's magical.
Like, it is.
If you go there and you see somebody close to the edge, you should probably pull over. Right?
No, maybe the pull way,
there's really though. Not any
there's
time.
There's nowhere for you to pull over at. You have to keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. I think the only time people, they don't pull over. Traffic probably stops if somebody's standing up there about to jump. But you can't pull over.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
It's so quick. If you're driving across that thing, man.
You're not going to see him?
I don't think you are.
No. That's a horrible way.
And if you do, your mind's not going to say, I think this person's going to jump. The people that I saw, even on the sides, you just think they're walking across the bridge or they're riding their bikes. You don't think they're going to jump off of it.
Yeah. You should ask everybody you pass by.
I don't have the time. It's
fast.
Walking? You should never go over the Golden Gate Bridge without a friend and have a mask. At least cover one side of the bridge. All right, second story.
Bringing your own cup to Starbucks can save you some moolah. H4.
Well, Starbucks has become the first national coffee retailer to accept reusable personal cups at every visit.
This is going to be in the U.S. and Canada that this is now rolled out. You can bring your own personalized reusable cups to Starbucks and they will refill it for you. And you'll save a whopping 10 cents. And this is because...
Just getting ready to ask that.
Yep, a whopping 10 cents because they're working toward an initiative to reduce waste by 50% by 2030.
Okay, well, is that what you're paying for the cups? Is that true? 10 cents? I mean, like, I have a problem paying 10 cents for the bags. I think this is one of the dumbest things ever.
Yes.
Like, just don't offer them if you're really trying to save the world. Right?
Yeah. Don't give me a bag.
Right,
like Aldi's, they don't give you bags there.
Yeah, just, I mean, don't offer them. But don't charge me 10 cents for what... And if you are going to charge me 10 cents, then take 10 cents off my bill.
Right.
And then take another $10 off if I got to do a self-checkout.
Now that's the thing. We should so get a discount on self-checkout.
You sneaky sons of bastards. You know what I'm screaming? Yeah. So it's funny, right? During COVID, it was oh my God, God forbid, you don't know refills, none of that stuff. Shut down the fountain drinks. Now it's like, sure, all aboard.
Right.
Bring in your cups. It's all good.
Because we're trusting these people to clean their cups before they hand it over to the barista.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of people that's frowning upon this for that very reason.
Sure.
They're like, that's nasty. That's not sanitary. How could you do this, Starbucks? So we'll see if people are going to not go in there because they're doing it or not. I doubt it.
Again, the hypocrisy. Right. So funny how fast we forget about everything that we stood for just,
right.
just a year ago. Oh, my goodness. All right, Bert Kreischer. Couple tickets, pair of them, to go see Birdie Bert Bert at Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour. If you're looking for one of the best comedians and one of the greatest guys you could possibly go and see and possibly meet, it would be Birdie Bert, courtesy of ASM Stockton, BertBertBert.com. We're going to do a round of Nothing Personal. We go to our super secret special website. We find real stories of people in and around Sacramento that had a brush with love at one time. And looking for that person once again, I will read you the story. You pick apart some of the very important details. Nikki D will help both players out to determine if it's man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. I just need some players here. 916-909-0985. Again, 916-909-0985. Start lining up. First come, first serve. Nothing personal here next. Hey.